right, go ahead.
Recording?
Yeah.
You know what? I think Neil Marshall was born to direct episodes of Game of Thrones.
It's his best stuff so far.
Well, I'm a fan. I like Doomsday. I think he's a goofy, fun director.
What else like did he do besides director. Doomsday?
Oh, he did The Descent, which is a great horror movie.
That I haven't seen.
I think he did The Descent. I need to double check
right.
on that.
I think you're right.
I'm pretty sure he did. Let me IMDb his ass, because
right,
I like
do.
Most of his movies. They're not great, but they're just fun. He's an 80s action movie guy. Like, all his movies feel like they're from that time. And it's like nobody else directs like him, so I really appreciate where he's coming from.
Fair point.
Yeah, he did that.
So this is titled, what is it, Watchers of the Wall or some?
Yes, The Watchers of the Wall.
Yeah. Episode 9 of 10. And it all takes place on the wall, just like Blackwater Bay all took place at King's Landing.
Yes.
Yada yada.
Well, this one, like, I know I was reading the reviews, and a lot of people felt like Blackwater Bay was sort of cheaper, because you can tell it was, you know, it was second season, so they didn't have as much money to do what they wanted to do.
I mean, it's not even it's cheaper.
Yeah. This one, they basically said, Neil, we apologize for the Blackwater. We know we couldn't give you everything. But here you go. Here's some more money. Go nuts.
No, it was fun, yeah. They had some great stuff in it. I especially liked the long tracking shot they had.
Oh, that was badass. That was pretty awesome.
It was really well choreographed.
And you didn't even realize it until, like, you're watching it, and all of a sudden it just, this camera keeps going. You're like, oh, wait a minute. This is all one take. This is pretty cool. It's like your brain slowly processing what's going on because you're just trying to watch the episode.
Right, yeah.
So it's like you have to watch it a couple of times just to sort of get what's going on.
And I like that it even goes to
technically
hero
speaking.
Moment.
Oh, yeah, it was great.
Yeah.
But again, I mean, lack of budget. Like, he basically, they let the dog out, and all he does is kill one guy.
Well, it's fine. I don't need to see him kill a lot. I mean, I get it.
I mean, you know, he should. I mean, like, yeah, he should be, like, taking arrows and, like, going, and then, like, using his claws, ripping people apart, and just plowing through those fucking wackadoos.
Those thens.
Who, that was awesome. Another Neil Marshall kill that goes into the books. Hammer through the head.
Yeah, people love to just bonk someone over the head in this town.
Oh, shit. Oh, man, you just...
A lot of head
boom.
Bonking.
Yeah, last episode there was an axe in a head.
Yeah.
And this time it was a ball-peen hammer in the head.
You get a lot of that.
But I love the scene where the chef came out with his giant meat cleaver. That was pretty awesome.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. Yeah, like the way they set it up, I was thinking, okay, who is this guy? Like, he seems like a really important guy. And then it's just like, oh, it's the chef. Okay.
It's the cook. Yeah, he makes the meat. Like,
and
he cuts them, yeah.
Okay.
But I was really surprised. I figured they were going to kill the main friends of Jon Snow,
right,
on the wall. Like, I figured that was going to happen, but I was still kind of sad. I know a lot of people, like, again, reading the reviews online, they were like, I didn't know who these characters were. They were just there, so I didn't really have any emotional connection to them. But, I mean, like, really? I mean, shit. There's a lot of things that went on with those characters if you're paying attention. They've been around
right.
for a long time.
Yeah.
So,
no,
you know, it's kind of sad that they're all dead.
Well, I liked it, though, because it does set him up to have less allies. He's got just more
right,
enemies
yeah.
now to sort of deal with and no one to help him out. So,
well, it makes sense for the further seasons what's going to happen to Jon Snow.
I think so. I think it definitely works.
Yeah, no, I agree.
You've got to make him alone. You can't have him have any kind of coalition to back him up.
Yeah.
He still has that one friend, though, the depressed... what is his name? Like Dolores Ed or whatever his name is?
Dolores. Oh, right. Yeah, he was on the wall.
He's still around, I think.
He's still alive.
Yeah.
Though he's going to be even more depressed because his friends are all dead.
I know. Gosh. I'll have a hard time.
But I did like Sam had some nice hero moments. He had the kiss with Gilly where he basically jizzed in his black coat. And then he shot a Fen in the face with a bow and arrow.
Well, he has a good speech, too, with Pip.
Yeah, no, it was good.
And that was a good moment.
I did enjoy, I mean, it was a good episode. Again, one of those, you know, it's episode 9, so they always got to have, like, a big battle episode for this one. Which I guess is a tradition started in the first season. Well, I get because, honestly, the 9th episode, something big happens.
Yeah, what was season 3 again? What was that one?
Season 3 was the Red Wedding.
Oh, right.
So that was episode 9. So it's always like the death of major characters, or it's a big event that has ramifications further down for the season. Sure, or for the series, I should say. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So there's always going to be a big event. And, you know, last year it was more personal and I guess you could say cheaper to do the Red Wedding. And this one was like full-on epic sword and sandal, epic fight battle, you know, with special effects. Granted, it was all at night, so you could save money on the effects, but it was still pretty cool.
No, I liked it. I thought it looked great. I thought it was interesting. Season 2, King's Landing, was a much more open space, but I thought here they made great use of all the locations within Castle Black to assess where every character is at and how they're feeling just prior to battle.
And they made Alistair Thorne a badass. You got to see him in action, and he's actually really cool. He's like a pretty, you know, he's a guy that, you know, could fuck your shit up.
Right. I mean, he backs up everything he's been saying.
Yeah. And he also had a nice little moment with Jon Snow where he's just like, you know, every little twat questions what you say. And he goes, we should have reinforced the gate.
Yeah.
He said, like, you know, flood it, freeze it, make sure they don't come. And he said no. And then he has that moment where he's just like, you were right, I was wrong. And he's like, I'm sorry. I mean, it's the closest thing he's going to get his apology. But I thought that was a good scene. Because, again, you know, what everyone's saying, Game of Thrones is the type of show where you'll hate somebody and then they'll do something in another scene that totally shows you that they're a human being.
Right, yeah. I don't think we'll see much more of that from him, but I did like that aspect.
No. Well, I think, if anything, the mouthpiece for him in the next season is going to be that pussy.
I love that. That was great.
Yeah.
Yeah, it showed a real difference between the two characters, but they're both evil.
Yeah.
They're just different ways about going about it. Yeah, that was great because it wasn't something that was in the books, but it was a nice way to really like let you know what a snake this guy is.
Oh, yeah. I don't even remember what happened in the book, to be honest.
I don't know if he was there by that point. Was he there? He must have been, but I don't
know.
No,
he was there because he was set there in Clash of Kings.
Right,
yeah. So he's there for Storm of Swords, but I don't. He kind of just disappears, and it makes sense to do that in the show because he's already a hated guy, so this makes him even more of a weasel that you just want to stab.
Yeah, so that'll be great when he gets his comeuppance later.
Oh, yeah.
So it's probably one of the few scenes I'm looking forward to on the wall.
Well, you know, now they're going to have the Stannis. Well, I mean, spoiler alert, Stannis is going to come and save the day next week.
Will he, though? I'm kind of wondering. I mean, I assume.
Well, then again, I don't know. I assume he has to because they need to set that up for next season.
They do, but the way they kind of dragged this episode out, I was a little surprised.
This one just kind of ended. I was like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, I thought we'd get a little bit more. So I agree. I'm expecting it to happen next episode, but at the same time, I'm a little more reserved. I'm not
quite
sure.
Next episode, last season finale, a lot has to happen.
Oh, damn.
There's a lot going on.
Yeah.
And to set up everything, it's going to be... I wonder how they're going to pull it off, which makes me worried that we won't get to see zombie Catelyn Stark.
Boy. We better see that. I don't care about seeing anything else.
Yeah.
You better end on that. That's all I want.
But then again, we were right about the little kid shooting you greet, so... It was pretty much exactly. It was exactly how I saw it happening too.
I liked his little nod. That
was
how.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, I got you back, bro.
Did it?
I get that. I got that bitch right through the heart, fucker.
Someone though in the Washington Post review I was reading mentioned that in the books, Jon Snow actually had doubts of whether or not that was his arrow that killed her.
Right. Well, yeah, because he fired into the crowd, and she was part of the crowd.
Yeah.
But this made more sense because it's like a full circle callback to what you already saw before, and it was a little too on the nose because you could see it coming a mile away, but still, it works. It makes sense. And they still have that moment together, and it makes it really heart-wrenching.
Yeah, that the moment was the best part. I mean, if you know, regardless of how it happened, that moment still really worked, so...
Oh, yeah, and the nice pull out in slow motion, and I guess Neil Marshall was saying it's the first slow motion shot in the series.
Yeah, and it was well-earned, too, I thought it looked, great.
So. No, Neil Marshall, you know, he kills it every time. He, like, you know, he brings in... I guess he was the one that said... Or he was the one that brought up the idea that he wanted to see a giant shoot an arrow. Because his reasoning was that the giants are the heavy artillery, so they're going to be the anti-aircraft weapon, because they have the power to get above the wall.
Right.
And that scene where that arrow goes through that dude, and he goes through the roof, and then all the way down to the Black Gate, that was awesome.
Funny. Yeah.
That was a great gag.
No, yeah, I thought it all... it was just great all around. Great episode, hands down.
Oh, yeah, no, solid. And it's, you know, it's sad because, you know, this just reminds you that the show's going, you know, back on hiatus after next Sunday. So that means a whole year without Thrones again.
Long wait, but you got Under the Dome coming up in July, so...
I'd rather eat my own dick off. And watch that show. I could give a shit.
Ugh, yeah.
I don't understand it. And that book, it's like on the top 10 list of like his greatest works he's ever written. And really? I'm like, what the fuck? Like, I don't
what
get it.
What list is that?
Oh, I think Vulture had a list because he just had a. He has a new book coming out, Mr. Mercedes.
And another they one? Put,
gosh, oh yeah, he's break, always got buddy, go he's home. Always got something going on, and they put like Under the Dome at like number 11 or 12. It was pretty high, and they were just saying it was his most political novel ever. But it was just like I read the synopsis, I read what it was about and what happens in it. It sounds so hokey and stupid. It's like if I would have read that fucking 1,200-page Totem, I would have been pissed. I would have burnt it just out of spite.
Yeah, no, I mean, I've read part of that, and that is not good.
I don't get it. I mean, maybe it's just because it's a prestige thing. He's been around for so long that they have to suck his artistic balls now. But it's like, why? It's not that good. It's a stupid book. Stupid story. Stupid ending. Like, a little too on the nose, you know?
Yeah,
with the meth cloud. Just stupid.
Yeah, not a good book. I mean, it makes Feast for Crows look like a Hugo winner, or I don't know what the fuck, but...
It was nominated.
No.
I think it actually might have won the Hugo. No, it didn't.
Disaster.
No, but I think Another Dome... Another Dome won some award, I think. He won a few for that.
I don't know why.
Sadly. Or was nominated. I don't know. I don't know. I guess people are so political now that if you write anything with a little bit of leftist political beliefs, you're going to get rave reviews. I don't get it.
And looking forward to next episode, though, I noticed the Hound seemed pretty alive.
He's in Under the Dome?
No, no.
Oh, that's right. Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's going to be... I think what's going to happen is they're going to run into trouble and he's going to get more wounded, or he's going to fight and he's going to be weak because of his wound. So it's going to be... That'll be... Or unless maybe they're saving her going away to Braavos for next season.
I'm kind of wondering about that now. They are casting for that area. They're casting, like, one of the people in the guild or whatever, but...
Oh, really?
So she'll definitely be there, but I do wonder... is it going to be next episode, or are they going to save
it? Maybe they want to milk a couple more episodes of Arya and the Hound, because everybody seems to be digging that.
Maybe? I do wonder, because I thought I had the next episode all figured out, but yeah,
no.
It looks like it's going to be a little more hard to read, so...
Yeah, but then again, you know, every time you watch the previews for the Game of Thrones, especially with HBO, the way they cut the trailer, none of it happens the way you think it's going to happen. So,
yeah, all I want is some Stark action at the end. That's all I need.
That's all I want. Yeah, Lady Stoneheart is like, if they don't do that, I will not watch the show anymore.
Well, I find it so hard to believe that they wouldn't. I mean,
yeah,
what a way
yeah.
to end on.
No, they have to.
You know, like those stupid, I love them, but those like reaction videos they post on YouTube or whatever.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Holy shit, that's going to be the biggest one yet.
Yeah.
People are like, who's that Frey guy that's riding up? What's his
deal? Oh, shit!
What the fuck?
She got a rope.
You knew that? You knew?
Why didn't you tell me? I listened to the pod, Posterly Casterly Rock Pod, whatever it's called.
It doesn't matter.
They spoil it every week for me.
I know literally everything that will happen.
So I had my camera set up, and it didn't deliver. They lied to me.
Yeah, I'd be really shocked if they don't use that.
They have to. It's the perfect, like, just perfect way to, like, sucker people in to watch next season.
Oh, gosh, yes. They'd be like, what?
What the fuck? Yeah, I'm down. Let's watch this show.
Yeah, when is it coming back? Is it next week?
Yeah, right.
Is it tomorrow?
Holy shit.
Yeah, no, I don't... I'll be curious.
Well, it is officially...
the disappointed.
It is officially the most watched HBO show of all time, though.
I saw that, yeah.
So that's good. That's good. That's a good show to have that distinction.
Yeah, tough luck, Sopranos.
Well, I mean, Sopranos was good, but, you know, that time is over, and Gandolfini's in the ground. Brienne of Tarth is still walking around.
Yeah, yeah, she's still hopping and bebopping.
Baby.
Whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah, no, I'm looking forward. I hope next week they do what we tell them to do. So far, we've been pretty much right on, I think, so I'm sure they're going to do it.
Yeah, I don't need Stannis, but I definitely need that.
Yeah.
I mean, gosh, if anything, that's the one
thing.
They
got it. They have to. It'll happen. It'll definitely happen.
That is a money shot if there ever was one.
Big time.
Yeah. Ugh, time will tell.
Speaking of money shots, let's go to the bar and pick up some chicks and see if the money shot will happen. Let's get some golden dragons and get some golden whores for some golden showers.
Perfect. Perfect. Well
said. Beautiful.
Well said. All right.
Yay.